This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Hospitals must now screen patients to see if they qualify for help paying their bills. That's because of a new state law created in response to experiences like one shared by Reggie Compton of Loveland. Compton says in 2020, she went to an emergency room for difficulty breathing. She left with some over-the-counter pain meds, then came a bill for $6,000.
I went through the process of getting financial aid, which is the only way to get out of that series of collections.
Compton says the aid also saved her a lot of time. The new law aims to protect Coloradans from similar medical billing nightmares by also requiring hospitals to inform patients of their rights. Governor Jared Polis and his Republican challenger agree on something major. They don't like income taxes. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Polis told CPR's Ryan Warner that his, quote, big audacious idea is to replace the state's $11 billion of personal income taxes with taxes on companies that emit carbon.
I would could look at replacing income tax, which I consider income something positive. We want to encourage people to make it. We shouldn't penalize it with taxing something that's negative, like pollution, emissions, and carbon.
He says any such plan would have to go before voters. Republican candidate Heidi Gnall has made income tax reductions a much bigger part of her campaign, but she says she would slash government spending by billions of dollars instead of creating a replacement tax. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Regional Transportation District's A-line train to DIA will run less often for the rest of the month. Repair crews are going to spend the next 4 weeks excavating and stabilizing a small section of track. Trains will run every 30 minutes as a result, half as often as they typically do during peak times. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.